Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my wife, Alicia.
Hello.
And we just got back to one of the number one in the box office, practically, called A Quiet Place. This was being, you know, touted everywhere because this kind of came out of nowhere.
A surprise.
Yeah, it was a surprise hit, put it that way. Mm-hmm. Came out of nowhere, have one of my favorite actresses, Emily Blunt, on there. And her husband, Krasinski. Is it Kevin?
John.
John Krasinski. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who he is, that's the guy who used to be on The Office.
Yeah, The Office. He was the clown. He was one of the, he's the funniest one of them all.
No, he wasn't.
I thought he was.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't the funniest. He was one of the great co-stars on there. And really, and he did some, I think, writing and directing on there too. So, not sure what he did in the past, but this was the one that he read the screen. He read the book. There was a story done by two guys, Brian Woods and Scott Beck. And they said, would you like to do the movie? And he was kind of like, what? Are you kidding me? And then when he read it, he was like, whoa, I got to do this. So he helped do the screenplay for the motion picture. And then what we were seeing on, what was that, Today Show?
No, it's Good Morning on CBS.
Good Morning on CBS.
Yeah.
And they was talking to him, and he was kind of afraid to ask his wife to be on the movie, to play his wife in the movie, because they play husband and wife in the movie, in which they actually real-life spouses. But easy premise, and it's, and we keep saying that easy premise, but it come across so well on the recent movies we've been seeing. But so it's in this modern horror thriller, A Quiet Place, a family of four must navigate their lives in silence after mysterious creatures that hunt by sound threaten their survival. And what makes this so extraordinary is throughout the movie, they don't say anything because they can't. Because if they really talked, that means these creatures will find them because they have like supersonic hearing.
Yeah, yeah.
So the slightest thing.
The sound.
The slightest sound.
Yeah.
They'll go to. But, you know, frequencies or whatever, we'll get into that a little later. But, and it was really weird because, no, what made it interesting. So let me start with that. They had four children, right? And she was pregnant on her fifth.
They had four children? I thought it was three children.
They had four children.
The two boys and the girl.
Oh, the two boys, the one girl. Yep.
And then she was pregnant. And
then she was pregnant. So yeah, it wasn't five. Yeah. It was three and one.
Right, three and one.
And it starts the movie off them in
a food store.
In a food store, scavenging.
Yeah, scavenging through stuff.
Scavenging,
yeah.
For, like, small things that's needed because one
medication,
of the son was sick.
Yeah, sick, food. There were things that they really, really need.
Yeah, and they'll go out, but, you know, come to find out they was on a farm and everything from that. So, before we go through what we felt throughout the movie, what did you think of the movie?
I thought it was very good. Because it started off quiet. I mean, and they were doing sign language.
Yeah. But go ahead.
And I believe the teenager, the oldest daughter, she was deaf.
Exactly. So that's why they were able to survive so long.
Right.
Because
right.
They learned to do sign language based on the daughter.
Yes.
And at first I was kind of like, yeah, what the hell? You know, oh, so they had to learn sign language.
Yeah, even the little boy knew the sign language. You know, he knew how to sign language.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The youngest of the three.
Yep. And he was just, it was so interesting at the very beginning They show him being a little boy.
Yeah.
He's just typical, and he's seen something that he wanted.
No, he was just running around in the store.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, at first he was running around.
He was
around
just
the
running
store.
Around.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. another thing that a lot of people that you didn't know is they were all barefoot.
Yep. Which was great because mm-hmm. if you're walking around,
your shoes make noise.
Your shoes make noise. No yeah. matter what, it was is squeak or clop or whatever. But they all walked around barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
And you found too, they laid sand down. In a lot of the areas
they sure did.
The softness of the sand, and you can track really well as well.
Right, right, and the fact that the little boy, he saw something that he wanted, and he put like a bucket or a pail, so he could stand on
mm-hmm.
to reach up to it to get it, and almost dropped it,
yep.
and his sister just caught it in midair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, the father told him he couldn't have it because it made sound.
It's too loud.
Yeah, he did sign language to explain to him. And you see the little boy's face like...
He was disappointed.
Yeah, not only that, but he still didn't quite understand, you know.
No, he didn't understand why he couldn't have it.
Right, exactly.
He knew it made noise, but he's kind of like, but why can't I have it?
Right.
You know?
And so his sister, who was deaf, when everybody was leaving, gave him... The plane,
mm-hmm.
but he took because his father took the batteries out first.
Yep, to make sure that he wouldn't cut it off.
And left the plane and his sister gave him the plane and he grabbed the batteries.
Yep.
And stuck the batteries back into it, and that's when you realize what really was happening.
Yeah, because as they walked home, they all walked in a row, mm-hmm. and you know they had to keep quiet. He was carrying the other son, because
right,
he was sick.
Son. Right.
The daughter was right behind him, and the mother was in the front with you know, just carrying regular stuff.
Right.
But the youngest one was in the back.
Yes, yes.
And he was hiding
the little spaceship mm-hmm.
Challenger under his jacket. But he put the batteries in.
And then he started going, ding.
Yeah, he was just flying
He was
around.
Taking the plane. He had the plane in his hand, just flying it in the air. While the sound was going, and when the father heard the sound, he just like dropped his son or put his son down on the ground
and just ran towards
him. He was jetting real fast to try to get him. And
but on the distance, you hear,
see,
you see,
uh-huh.
yeah, you see just
something
ruffling,
running
faster than him
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and just toward the son. Then you hear like little cackling little sounds. But soon as he got to the end of the bridge, it was like,
yep.
just that quick.
Yep.
The creature just snatched him off the road.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, oh my God, they took the child.
Yes.
This
yes.
is why they're being quiet.
Yes. Yes.
And the story started.
Yes.
So this was very, very unique because, you know, they did everything to kind of avoid being, you know, loud. They walked upstairs, but they painted the stairs of where you should walk so the stairs wouldn't creak.
Right, right.
They had certain things that was in position so it wouldn't make sounds.
Right. And the one thing I have to say is that they didn't talk about what happened, what truly happened.
Which you know they're going to have to make another one.
Right. Well, that's true too.
Yeah.
But also the fact that how when the father went down to the basement where he had all his equipment and everything,
mm-hmm.
the walls told the stories
right.
of what was going
on. The newspaper clippings
right,
was
right.
everywhere.
And I thought it was amazing. I mean, because...
But you kind of miss it because I didn't look at it until later. I saw it when he went down before,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then And that's a good point you made, babe, because I didn't think about it until I looked at it again and said, oh, the clippings are telling what actually happened.
Mm-hmm, because the kids were painting the walls and start sticking stuff on there.
That was different.
I thought they were doing that. But I did see, I just seen all the stuff on the wall.
So those are two different areas.
Right.
So do you remember what area they was like paper macheing the walls at?
It wasn't the basement. I don't remember exactly what
it was. It was the area where... they were supposed to keep the baby.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
So they were soundproofing.
Yeah, that the room, area. And they had the baby. And I saw the air mask for the baby.
Yeah, because I was like, "What the hell is that all
yeah,
about?"
Yeah, yeah.
So, Alicia tapped me during the middle of the movie, and because I didn't think of this part until she told me she was pregnant, and I was like, "Oh, damn, that was dumb. You know, why are you gonna have a baby and bring it into this world?" But then she said, "But the baby's gonna be crying." And I was like, oh, shit, how are they going to do that?
Yep, and that was the thing.
But since they don't talk, you got to watch everything.
Yeah, because there was little things they hinted to that you didn't quite understand, like the fact that they had the air mask for the baby.
And they put it in a box.
Right, and I was like, okay, was that to put it away because their son died? Because you didn't know that she was pregnant then.
No, until later on. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. So you thought that maybe one of the kids was sick.
Right.
So right. It was for the children.
And then when they were down there and where they had it at, which was so cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was smart shit they did. You know, because they knew it was coming, how they were going to do, okay? Because I was thinking the same thing. I said, damn, you need to dig someplace deep. Where there's a soundproof room, but you know, again, they couldn't hammer, they couldn't, you know, anything that would make sound would trigger them to get in.
So they put it in the perfect area, and this was so cool because they set you up and told you that how they was going to do it without telling you how they was going to do it. Mm-hmm. So this movie is based on what you see,
right?
Not what you hear. Yep. Which was really cool.
Right.
So what he did was he took his son fishing, and then he took him to the waterfall. Mm-hmm. And his son was afraid because, like, no, they're gonna hear us. He said, no, it's loud sounds, not low sounds. Mm-hmm. And he was showing him by the river. Then he took him to the waterfall,
right?
And said, we can yell and talk like it's no problem,
right.
But by the water was flowing, so they really aren't attracted to that.
Right.
So come to find out, they put where they kept the baby on the bridge where the water was.
Yeah.
So that low flowing water will mask the baby crying because there was low noise. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's why they did it.
Yeah, but like you said, it's everything about what you see.
Yep. But you gotta keep up with it because there's a reason for all
right,
of that.
Right, right. Yep. And that was interesting, too, because, you just couldn't miss anything.
Mm-hmm.
Any little details you had to see about the daughter who had the hearing aid.
So he tried to fix a hearing aid for
so
her.
So she can hear.
Yeah. So to know if they're coming.
But she was a teenager.
Yeah, so she was kind of like, oh, stubborn. You hate me, yeah. And blah, 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 blah.
Right, and she didn't want to. He basically thought that he fixed it, but she didn't. And well, she got really upset.
She was upset with him, not because of that. She was upset with him, with them, because she thought they blamed her for the son being killed.
Right.
So she had all that anxiety and... She being a teenager, and he wanted to bring the boy along and not her. And so it was kind of like she was all emotionally messed up.
Right.
So it was just a whole lot of things. Again, it's what you see, mm-hmm. not what they say.
Yeah.
So they had subtitles all up in it. So be prepared for that, too.
Yep, they
did. Because they did sign language.
Right, they did sign language.
Which is another language.
And also, they had a small cast.
Yeah.
They had six people in the movie, and two died.
Two?
Yeah, the little son and the man.
The old man.
And then at the end, the dad died. But they only had six people in the whole movie overall.
Yeah, that's it.
That was it. And it didn't look cheesy.
So it was uniquely done, and what they showed you was what you needed to see. There was not a lot of wasted time. Everything that they kind of showed you led to something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They showed the lights outside, and you was wondering why they had the lights on. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah,
but they had the lights on because if something went wrong, it changes color.
Yeah. They set
so then it's color. Like an alarm. You can't set an alarm off, so what you have to do is change the color of the light, which showed, you know, it's going to be an emergency.
And there was a lot of little things else, you know, because of the fact that she had the baby, they heard the baby, And they snuck the baby, you know, downstairs into and put the mask on. The monsters were looking for them on top, right? He knew, they knew they were there, but they didn't know where they were at.
So because of the water, so the monsters actually went underwater.
Yes, they went under the water.
So I still don't know how they got in there, but the water was filling the area because something that they did on the bridge caused the water to start flowing on top of the bridge.
It did.
Which in turn went down into the hole.
Right. Another thing was when they knew they were there, he sent his son to blow the fireworks off.
Yeah, to get them away from the house.
Right, so that he can then go in there and do what he needed to do.
Right. So they had like little emergency things.
Right. And that's when his daughter seen it and she ran back, you know. But when was that, when the hearing aid, when did she figure out about the hearing aid? When that hearing aid went off and how they, she frightened them.
So she was looking for her brother. And when she looked for her brother, she saw the flashlight right off the bridge, and it was a flash. And then the thing came on to the bridge, and she was looking at the flashlight, and it was coming toward her, and then it went off, and she was like, it was like, and then it ran away.
Right.
Because she didn't even know it was behind her.
Right, right.
She
That's exactly what
it was going off.
Right, that's exactly
so,
right.
So, you know, the big thing is, if you have supersonic sound, if you have a higher frequency of listening, if you only listen to low level sounds, high level sounds will crush your eardrums because it's just the opposite. And they had supersonic low level hearing, so the high level,
yeah, they were very sensitive to the low.
So the low level they picked up, it was almost like they had a mouth and big ass ears. What I mean? So it showed that. So when he gave her a high frequency hearing aid, he tried to boost it so she can hear.
Right.
And
not
by
realizing.
That it affected the, what you call it?
The monsters
and everything.
Yeah.
So throughout here, let's just talk about the horror, you know, horror type. The horror wasn't brutal and gross, ripping apart and everything like that. It was shocking because the creatures grab you so quickly, and you can't tell what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they grab you, and it was done. This old man was there, and it got his wife, and
he just
stood there, and he just screamed.
Yep.
And it just got to his ass, and just ripped him apart, and everything from that. So it was, and then the I guess it was, throughout the movie, he was very uncomfortable, because you never knew when a sound would go off and these things would show up. You just didn't know. So throughout the movie, you had to be prepared, even though you weren't prepared, because they dropped a lantern while they was playing Monopoly.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh shit. And he covered it up and they just got quiet.
They knew, and that's when they knew they were coming.
Yeah. So they just, they got quiet. Come to find out it was like two hedgehogs.
Yeah.
But the hedgehogs was running down the world, making noise, and the creatures just grabbed it and smashed it and ate it or whatever it did. You know, it just went from there.
Right, right.
But they were there, though.
Right.
They still were there because they heard the sound, too.
So that was a good way of them getting away with that. Then it was another thing that was interesting was, like I said, the old couple. Because it made it seem like it was only them.
Right, right, right.
You know,
but the little boy looked at the house.
Right.
And you can tell he knew something about it, but he just kept walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It says something on the wall. I forgot what it said, but he kept walking, and then he ran into his father, and because he wasn't looking, and he just walked up and onto him.
Right.
And then they looked to the right, and there was the old man just standing there.
Yep. And they're looking right at him.
And all he could say is, shh, don't fucking say nothing.
No. And
he looked down, and the camera pans down, and it see that his wife or whoever she was dead.
Right.
But ripped up by the creatures.
Right.
And you could see his face just, I can't take it. I can't take it. And he was like, no, no. And then that the old man just screamed and he just grabbed his son and went behind a tree. And then the creatures grabbed them and just fucking ripped them apart. Yeah, because so they had to wait.
Right.
Until the creatures leave the area.
Because he was still, you know, trying to find out if anybody else was out there besides him because he kept on doing the SOS.
Yeah. And they just showed up to his basement.
Yeah, they did that in the very beginning. Where
he had like a CB radio or whatever. He had cameras
all over the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't like there was no power or nothing.
Yeah, which was interesting. The power was still on.
Yeah, because the creature was after the sound, not anything else. So apparently they kept the power on. So, you know, unless the electric
comes. Who's fucking generating the power?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. So anyway, so there was still power being generated. So
I like the fact when they did the fireworks, they all went through that direction. The little boy got away because he was able to get away far enough because the fireworks didn't go off until a certain time that he was able to get into the tower. Remember?
Mm-mm. He was under the truck.
Oh, that's right. He was under the truck. Yep. His sister found him.
And then they went on top of the tower to burn the lantern and so their father would see it.
And he fell into the damn... well, his father head that way. And they were arguing. His and his sister was arguing.
And then he fell into the...
He fell into the corn.
It was a corn...
Corn mill. And then when he fell in there, they heard the sound.
Yep.
His sister jumping there with him.
Yeah, she almost fell into the cornmeal.
Because she had the door still on there, so they pulled herself on the door. And then when the monster came in, they put the thing over them.
And he was trying to rip the door.
When he heard that sound,
he had to get the hell up out of there.
He bust through the damn mill door, wall.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, shit. And so.
But they still didn't understand what did it.
She didn't fit. Because she fit, you know, she didn't figure it out, because if she did, she would have saved her father.
Yeah. Yeah, because I thought she was going to cut it back on then.
Me too. I thought
But there was no reason, though. There was no reason why she could figure it out, though. Because I think if he would have let her... See, and this is where, from the beginning, he wouldn't let her come downstairs. He was like, no, you can't come down here. And she was like, why? He said, you can't come down here. No, 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 no. If she would have saw what he was doing, she would have probably had an idea once he gave it to her, then she would have been like, wait a minute. Based on what I saw my father was doing and how they reacted, she would have got that. So that was cool. The storyline kind of went toward that. But we skipped the whole part where the monsters was coming after Emily Blunt when she...
had the baby?
She was in labor. And she wanted to fucking scream like crazy.
Yeah, no, no, no. Not only that. Remember, the nail in her foot.
Yeah, because the nail was on one of the planks going up the stairs, and it got caught on one of the bags she was carrying, and she pulled it and exposed the nail up. And then as she was trying to go downstairs, that was fucked up. She was trying to go downstairs. It went right through her freaking foot, man. I was like, oh my God. And then the creatures showed up and started running through the house, and she was downstairs. And then she grabbed the egg clock, right? The minute clock.
Yeah, the timer.
The timer.
Yeah,
I was like, the fuck she got that for? So I thought she was like, oh, she's using that for her contractions. So that's the first thing that came in my mind. But she put it way on one side and she was on another side. So her intent was
to go
toward that when
so that she can go around what she did.
Yep.
And Lana but by going the time
she went upstairs, there was another one coming from the outside. So she had to go all the way upstairs. And I was like,
and she was not only did the nail hurt her feet, but she was in labor
at the same fucking time. So she wanted to.
She kept quiet as long as she could.
Yep. So, you know, so that was just crazy. That was an amazing sequence of what she had to do, and then had the baby at the same time. So, but you know, John finally got toward her, because I don't even remember their names.
His name was Lee, and her name is Evelyn.
Yeah, they don't say it though.
No, they didn't.
Because they don't say names.
No, they did. That's exactly which is right.
Kind of cool. Father, mother, son, and daughter.
That's right. Yeah, son and daughter, son. You know, just like that. Yeah. So
looking at this whole movie, and again, it's said as a horror, but it's like a sci-fi horror. But
let's say this. It's like Get Out. It's got the same kind of flow as Get Out. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Get Out was a scary movie, but it was very educational.
No, not educational. I wouldn't say educational.
Okay.
It was a lot more intelligent. You know what I mean?
Okay, so say intelligent.
Because it took you thinking about what had to be done or what could be done.
Okay.
As opposed to just creatures everywhere just going off and doing things like that and just going from there. So that's the way it was.
And
so,
then you talk about this, which is a Quiet Place, which is, like you said, very intelligent. Mm-hmm. Everything was silence. Everything was quiet.
Yep.
And they had to do sign language. And like you said, there is subtitles. So for those people who don't like subtitles, again, I feel sorry for you.
Yep. But you have to watch the movie. Mm-hmm. It's all about what you're watching and paying attention.
Right. It's like, you know that game where they have hidden little things in there, find the rope, find the knife. This movie.
What, Clue?
Yeah, it's nothing like Clue. But anyway.
Okay.
It gives you that impression that you have to pay attention and keeping track on what's really going on in the movie.
Yeah, because they're telling you the story by showing you certain things. Mm-hmm. Because you'll catch up on certain things just by paying attention. If you paid attention, then it'll be like, oh, that's why they did that. You
but
know
it's
what I mean?
Sad that the father died.
Yeah, yeah. But she remember, she told him,
you need to protect my damn children.
Protect the children. Whatever you do, promise me.
You save my children.
Yeah, so I was kind of like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, but you didn't want him to die, but he kind of had to die.
Yeah. Also, how it ended.
So that was cool. The ending, I think, opened it up to how would you extend this story?
Yeah. She figured out that her father was doing everything to make her hair.
Right. But
realized that
what he was trying to do to get her to hear would help them to take care of these what you call it, these mm-hmm. creatures. And it was almost like he denied her to help him to protect the family.
Right.
Because, you know, that was something like, wow, if only he would have let her down there, she probably could have figured it out once it happened. So once the first time it happened, it was like, why is this going off? And she see the creature going. She was like, it's something about my
hearing aid. And every time they came close to her, she realized that her ear, it would make the noise in her ear mm-hmm. and make a noise to them. And then when they were in the basement and they figured that out, mm-hmm. she took it off and turned on the mic, turned it up for, and put it on the mic.
And then bust his eardrums.
Right. They totally went crazy. And then when he got up again, the mother shot him.
Yeah, shot the head off.
That's when they looked at each other and was like,
So she did that, but then they looked on the cameras and she saw them. All of them was running like, I'm coming to get y'all.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm ready.
Yep.
Now so she had the shotgun and the thing was blaring in their ears. So. Mm-hmm. But very good movie, and as a horror thriller movie, without being really gross and graphic and everything, the story was great.
Right, and I mean, I hate, you know how much I hate horror movies, mm-hmm. but this was one of those really good ones that I definitely want to see again.
Oh yeah, this one absolutely.
Because there's little things again. When we watch our movie, we find out little things along the way that we miss that we should have, you know, that need to be caught.
Right. Because I missed too much of the paper clippings because I wanted to know what was going on and it was saying it. But I kind of ignored it because I was trying to pay attention to what they were doing, mm-hmm. not the background. But so that was a good way of saying, hey, look, you got to look at everything. You may not be looking at everything, but you need to look at everything because it's telling a story.
Right, right.
So things around them, not the people was telling the story, but the whole story was telling it, the story of itself.
Right, right.
So which made it like very, very, very good movie. And I like it because it's a genre that we don't normally see. We just don't see this. There's too many of them out that's, You know, you got to kill the person because there's a spirit coming after you. And it's not clever, but it's kind of like it's about who kills who faster than the next one or so on and so forth. Where this was, you just had to be prepared. You didn't know what the hell was going on.
So what's so cool about this movie? It only cost $17 million to do.
And they did over $50
million. On opening weekend was $50
million. Yep.
And they said they grossed worldwide $85 million.
So
they're going to give him money to make another movie.
And you know, it is just interesting to find out because that's the one thing I didn't look at to find out for sure what, you know, did he do anything before? You know what I mean?
Any movies before?
Yeah, because, you know, I know he worked on some things. You know what I mean?
That's a good question.
But, you know, and then him and his wife, you know, she does a whole lot of stuff. So I'm already, you know, I'll follow behind her regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But with him, I just didn't know. He acts. He's doing a whole series of, what is that? The Jack Ryan series, which is a whole different thing. So he directed five movies, or five things. A Brief Interview. He did three episodes of The Office, something called The Hollers, and A Quiet Place. And he's working on another sci-fi movie called A Life on Mars. A woman living in an abandoned colony on Mars makes a startling discovery. Yeah, he's working on that. I read that on one of the feeds that I had. One of my movie feeds. They was just talking about that. So he's just starting to direct, though. This is like one of his first major motion pictures. You know, and they didn't give him much, but he took advantage of it. And now they was like, wow. Just like, like they said, like Get Out. They said, this is an interesting concept. I'll give you the money for that.
Right.
And, you know, it's just smart writing. Most of this is smart writing and creative directing.
This was just a really good movie. I mean, so, I was intensely, I just had to keep my attention.
You had to, because yeah, they weren't talking.
Yeah,
you know, I had and to. That was so cool. It was kind of so. I enjoyed this. The reason why I like foreign films, because it makes you watch the movie.
Yeah.
Because if you miss anything, because you know, unless the story is typical, you can kind of nod out and come like. Because I'm watching a show right now. It's a German show, but it's slow, so it's not a lot that you miss, but if they're talking about something relevant, you're not going to catch it. And then when you don't catch it, it's kind of like, what the fuck just happened? Well, mm-hmm. You wasn't paying attention and you didn't read the subtitles.
So what do you give it?
I give it, because I enjoyed it, but I don't think it's a spectacular one. I give it an 8.5. Because I think this is, I love creative movies.
And I give it an 8.
Yeah. You give it an 8?
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say 8, but I think when I'm thinking genres, mm-hmm. horror genres, this one is above most of the others. This is way above all the other ones that I don't even want to see. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes, this was very good.
Yep,
very good. And I mean, like I said, especially for a scary movie, mm-hmm. for me, that's really good. Forgive the age,
but it wasn't a gross out scary movie. So that's the difference.
Right, right.
So that's what made it really well as well. So
I'll definitely tell people to go see this one.
Yeah. A recommended one.
Yes.
So Urban Lifestyle Cafe. See us every Wednesday. With our movie review. Not too many things for TV. This week, yeah, Lost in Space is coming out tomorrow, so we probably binge that next week, and we'll be able to talk about that. I still got the Jessica Jones, so be prepared. Season 1 and 2 is finally over, and we didn't do anything with Season 1, so do a quick comparison of season to season. And I think the next thing really coming up is Infinity Wars. I don't think there's anything else
coming up this week.
I don't think so. So next week may be a blank week, and then the next week may be a blank week. But guess what? Then it's, oh, no. We got to go see Black Panther again.
Yeah.
Before Infinity Wars, because you got to see everything to lead into Infinity Wars. And then they go to Wakanda, and then we go from that. But outside of that, Bougie Black Bro on Instagram and Twitter, find BLK Woman, find Black Woman on Instagram and Twitter and iTunes. Like us. Do some likes there. And the more y'all like us, the more we move up. And then y'all start saying, hey, I didn't know they reviewed that. Whoa, I didn't know they did music. Hey, I didn't know they talked about politics. Hey, this guy loves wine. Hey, they got people who are entrepreneurs. Hey, they talk about tech. Hey. Yeah, we do a whole lot of stuff. So check us out. Get some likes in. We really appreciate it. We're on all the podcast downloads. And your comments are really appreciated. We are on YouTube as well, because I throw them on YouTube in case you're watching something and you just want to hear a review. And we like to do that as well. But other than that, BougieBlackBro.com under Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Any last words, babe?
Nope.
Thank you very much. And we will see you next week on Wednesday, Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Later.
Bye.